This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Hurricane Dorian expected to keep getting stronger Friday. That's according to the latest update from the U.S.'s National Hurricane Center. Forecasters predict the Category 2 storm could slam into the U.S. state of Florida as a Category 4 hurricane at the beginning of next week. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
There is still plenty of open water separating Dorian from the U.S. mainland.
We are anticipating strengthening.
Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center says this hurricane could reach powerful Category 4.
The current forecast is Dorian coming ashore late Monday or Tuesday.
Just where Dorian will land is a big question, somewhere between the Florida Keys and southern Georgia.
There is a non-zero chance that Dorian could miss Florida completely, but it is low enough that nobody should get lulled into any kind of security.
President Trump is comparing Dorian to Hurricane Andrew, which devastated South Florida in 1992.
It's looking like it could be an absolute monster.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has backed out of a trip to Poland to monitor the approaching storm. He was set to attend events commemorating the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. AP correspondent Vanessa Gira reports President Trump's decision to cancel is a blow to Poland's current administration, which had counted on the visit as a boost before parliamentary elections.
Poland is a quite conservative country, and Trump is fairly well-liked in Poland compared to many other countries in Western Europe.
Vice President Mike Pence will head to Poland in Trump's place. Reuters reports a 9-year-old Congolese girl has died of Ebola in the Eastern African nation of Uganda. That, according to a hospital official on Friday. This comes a day after she tested positive for the disease after crossing the border from Congo. This is VOA News. China rejected a formal submission made by the Hong Kong government to withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of protests in the city. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
China recently rejected a formal submission from Hong Kong for a full withdrawal of an unpopular extradition bill. That's according to three government sources who spoke exclusively with Reuters. The bill is a key issue that sparked months of protests in the city. China's rejection represents concrete evidence of Beijing's control over the Hong Kong government's response to the protests. It also calls into question China's promise that Hong Kong would have a high degree of autonomy.
I reiterate here, there is no such plan. The bill is dead.
Dead, but not withdrawn. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has stopped short of using that term, only saying work on the bill has stopped.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Meanwhile, police in Hong Kong have arrested three prominent pro-democracy activists ahead of a major protest that had been planned for Saturday. The march had already been called off by organizers after an appeals board denied permission. Joshua Wong, founder of political party Democisto, was arrested on Friday. Agnes Chow, also of Democisto, was arrested at her home. Police said Wong and Chow are being investigated on suspicion of organizing unorganized assembly and knowingly participating in unauthorized assembly. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is sounding an alarm on the worldwide impact of climate change. Guterres spoke at the 7th Tokyo International Conference on African Development Friday, saying the impact of global warming is only going to increase in frequency and severity.
No country or economic sector will be immune. For example, here in Japan, almost 1 million people were evacuated in the last days due to floods. Across the Arctic, destructive wildfires continue to burn as a result of record high temperatures, and we are all witnessing the tragedy of the Amazon.
Africa has a minimal contribution to global warming, but it is the first in the line of the impact of these devastating consequences. The first legal challenge to prevent British Prime Minister Boris Johnson from suspending Parliament has been delayed in a Scottish court. Also, Reuters reports Indonesia's chief security minister on Friday urging calm in the easternmost region of Papua on Friday after 2 weeks of sometimes violent protests, saying demands from demonstrators for an investigation into racism has been met. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Best music today.